You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Meeting friends and maybe even a special someone for those in their 70s and older is the focus of a film that will screen in Syracuse on Thursday. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the issues behind elderly friendships and relationships go deeper than just having companions.
How about speed dating for those age 70 to 90?
Speed dating event for 70 to 90-year-olds only.
I think it's an awesome idea.
There's love out there for everyone.
To grandma.
Speed dating is getting to know someone in a short period of time.
That's what director Stephen Loring of The Age of Love discovered as a great way to get into all the issues around relationships for the elderly. He admits people chuckle at the speed dating, but underlying are potential problems that could be solved after someone's widowed or just by themselves.
It just feeds into our sense of aging and depression and all of the stereotypes that come with age. It really is an issue, I think, that we have to consider more primary than we have. It's not a secondary issue in aging.
Chief of Geriatrics at Upstate Medical University, Dr. Sharon Brangman, agrees there are solid health and wellness reasons for older people to have companionship and love. Some are mental health related, staving off depression, say, but even physical health concerns. She finds friends and relatives can actually get in the way.
They may see parents after a long relationship. A spouse may die or divorce, and they may not think it's viable for the remaining spouse to date or to have anyone, quote, replace, end quote, that parent. I've seen adult children who are very negative about it and discouraging to their parents, and I see others that are very encouraging.
Brangman adds, stereotypes that show only young people romantic hurt. The emotions and even physical intimacy, she says, stay active into the 80s and beyond. Loring hopes to see attitudes change, but also for people to age consciously to prepare for these kinds of needs.
The biggest thing I see among older adults that is a detriment to their well-being is that they haven't really planned ahead. They haven't expected to be alone and to need to create new connection. There's a sense in our society that medicine will take care of all our needs when we get older, but medicine doesn't take care of the needs of our heart and our emotional life.
Loring has shown The Age of Love about 200 times nationwide and says it does start to change people's opinions, even among young people who want their grandparents to be happy. And some places have started their own elderly speed dating. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
A free showing of The Age of Love is Thursday at the Everson Museum starting at 5:30. A panel will follow with Loring, Dr. Brangman, and Professor Marvin Drugger to discuss dating and love. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.